I thought I was hot shit. Brand new cell phone with all the features. Real Music ringtone was Nas. Hate me now. Every time I answered it, it wasn't a hello, a hi, or any normal introduction. Just, yeah, what's up? I was completely full of myself, standing in a grocery store in front of an array of bachelor-style microwave gourmet. And I could tell that she was crying. And I still try to wash the bloodstains off of my arms. No one else sees them. My family thinks I use too much soap. It was a control fix. That's what the psychiatrist said. She cut herself because she could control it. Where she bled, when she bled, how she bled. She was taking charge of the only thing that she had, herself. When I saw her, she had cut so deep that tendons were severed. She couldn't light a cigarette, she could barely hold my hand, and I could barely hold her attention. She's crying, freaking out completely, shaking, bleeding, a complete mess laid out before me like a sign from God. She asked me why I cared, why I came, why do I even bother, without realizing how similar we were. And I still try to wash these bloodstains off of my arms. I knew she was better than this, and she knew it too, but she never understood. She was beyond reality, a walking, talking daydream, clutching to my t-shirt with her cut tendon grip, screaming obscenities I had never heard before. Still crying, still shaking, still beautiful. No one ever expected her to be good. They only expected her to be perfect, and I only expected her to trust me. But I was betraying her trust as fast as she could build it. I'm telling her that whatever caused this, it wasn't worth it. She's more important than that guy who never gave a fuck about her. She's more important than any class she's failing. She's more important than their expectations, and most of all, she's more important than me. My ego steps aside for once to let me comfort her, to be optimistic about someone other than myself, and to be realistic for the first time about everything. And I still try to wash the bloodstains off my arms. She's sobbing into my t-shirt and telling me every story about every incident, all the details of everything she's gone through, about them raising her up just to drop her on a bed of nails, about them telling her that she was beautiful right before they hit her, about them convincing her that she owned the world and then taking it away. There are lines of her blood on my arms, marks she left for me to remember her by. She told me that the psychiatrist was wrong. She didn't cut to have control. She cut to remember that she was human and that the world can get to all of us. And there I was, trying to sympathize and maintaining my holier-than-thou attitude, dancing between comforting her and telling her I would never stoop this low. We had similar childhoods, both held up on pedestals by the people who knew us the least, our parents. I sat down right in front of her in a tiny apartment bathroom, right between a litter box and a broken toilet. I took the blade from her and drew a line in my arm to tell her to remember that I was human too. And she hasn't believed in me since. But neither have I. And I'm still trying to wash these bloodstains off of my arms.